This year marks the 140th running of the Kentucky Derby. Every year before the horses break from their gates, more than 100,000 spectators rise from their seats at Churchill Downs for the traditional singing of My Old Kentucky Home, a 19th century minstrel song by Stephen Foster, who spent much more time in New York than in Kentucky. WNYC's Jim O'Grady takes a look at the troubled history of that song and the man who wrote it.
My Old Kentucky Home is a song with a problem. It's been corrected, but sometimes when you solve a problem, you create another one that might be worse. The problem is Stephen Foster's original lyric. Right there, the opening verse says, "'Tis summer, the darkies are gay." Of course, Foster meant happy gay, not gay gay. But darkies, even when Paul Robeson sings it, that's just racist.
Wherever the darkie may go.
Hearing those words made Representative Carl Hines feel demeaned. In the mid-1980s, Hines was the only African-American in the Kentucky General Assembly. He was in the chamber one day when a group of visiting Japanese students stood up in the balcony.
And they started singing My Old Kentucky Home.
Hines is telling the story to an interviewer 20 years later.
And, of course, everybody from Kentucky stands like you do on the national anthem on My Old Kentucky Home.
It's the official state song,
It's the official state song. And when they got to the part, "'Tis summer, the darkies are gay," I just turned around and sat down.
Hines's gesture becomes a big story in the Louisville Courier-Journal, and it launches a debate about the lyrics. Kentuckians revere the song, but defending Foster's verses on historical grounds is not a winning position. So Hines introduces legislation requiring darkie be replaced by people when the song is sung at state functions.
Did the bill sail through?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what the crowd will sing before the Kentucky Derby. The people are gay. That change will allow the spectators at Churchill Downs to feel like they're singing a simple love song to Kentucky and to the South and to a lost way of life. And that's the problem that Carl Hines inadvertently created when he deleted the word darkies from My Old Kentucky Home. Without it, you lose the story that Foster was trying to tell about America in the years leading up to the Civil War.
It is a very much an anti-slavery song that is about slaves.
That's Ken Emerson. He wrote the biography Doodah, Stephen Foster, and the Rise of American Popular Culture.
I find it very ironic that all these men and women in their lovely hats and fancy gowns are singing a song with adulterated lyrics, and they think they are singing a song that is a celebration of the antebellum South with ladies in crinoline and dashing cavaliers.
Foster's original title for the song was Poor Uncle Tom. Emerson says Foster's lyrics mirror the plot of the abolitionist novel. The narrator of My Old Kentucky Home is a slave whose master has sold him south into hard labor.
The verse goes, "The head must bow and the back will have to bend wherever the darkie may go. Uncle Tom has been sold down the river to Georgia or Mississippi, the deep south, where he will die," essentially from a brutal overseer's whipping.
Emerson calls the song a deep act of sympathy and identification by Foster, a white man, for the violent disruptions that marred the lives of slaves. Early on in his career, Foster had written his share of insulting caricatures, but he changed to become the first popular songwriter to portray African Americans with dignity. Still, he kept working in the minstrel style of music because compared to the polite parlor ballads of the day, blackface had powerful creative possibilities.
Americans have to realize that blackface music was the most popular music in the country for over 60 years and come to terms with that.
Larry Kerwin is the longtime frontman for the band Black 47. He wrote a musical about the life of Stephen Foster called Hard Times.
His whole idea was to combine all this new energy that was coming into America with the immigrants and take their musics and mix it with African-American and come up with American music.
Foster was the most popular writer of that music. He had huge hits in the 1840s and 50s with songs like "Oh, Susanna" and "Camptown Races."
"Your Camptown ladies sing this song.
Doodah, doodah.
But Foster sold his songs cheap, and sheet music publishers cheated him out of royalties. By 1862, he was living on the Bowery in a slum called the Five Points. Kerwin says the area offered Foster one advantage.
If you wanted freedom to be yourself, the Five Points was definitely a place to be at that point.
The neighborhood was jammed with immigrants and ethnic groups. It was where Scotch-Irish tunes lay down with African rhythms, where parlor ballads cohabitated with polkas and jigs. In other words, a lot of song styles were having sex with each other. It was Foster's kind of place. But he was doing badly. His wife and child had left him, and he was drinking a lot of rum. The Civil War was on, and the public was clamoring for patriotic songs. Foster tried, but he stunk at it. And by now, he'd grown out of the rowdy minstrel style. Lately, he'd been writing more personal songs, like Hard Times and Beautiful Dreamer.
Beautiful dreamer, clean up my soul. List while I woo thee with soft melody.
He wrote his songs on Hester and Christie in a German saloon, the back room of it. He didn't have money anymore. He wrote out the piano keys on top of a table, and he would put his fingers on them. He could hear the music in his head and then write it from that.
Oh, my God, this is one of the greatest songwriters in American history. Can't even use a piano.
Yeah, he didn't have a piano in the end.
In the winter of 1864, Foster caught a fever and took to his bed. At some point, he fell into a wash basin and either cut his neck or gouged his head. He died 3 days later at age 37. Ken Emerson says Foster expresses an American kind of longing, of uprooted men and women yearning for what's left behind, a person, a place, an imagined past.
Of course, at that time, most people in America were immigrants. They were missing Ireland. They were missing England. They were missing their homes. And that powerful nostalgia suffuses certainly many of the great Stephen Foster songs.
Aside from the problems with my old Kentucky home, what Stephen Foster left behind is a melody that has lasted for 150 years and counting. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.